From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Reactions continue over in an intelligence report which notes Russian President Vladimir Putin directed a cyber campaign to meddle in the November U.S. presidential election won by President-elect Donald Trump. President Obama spoke on the ABC News program this week.
The report is very clear. Number one, the Russians sought to interfere with the election process, that the cyber hacking that took place by the Russians was part of that campaign, and that they had a clear preference in terms of outcomes.
In the past, Mr. Trump has said he does not believe the Russians use computer hacking to affect the outcome of the election. North Korea says it could test launch an intercontinental ballistic missile at any time and from any location of its choosing. U.S. Defense Chief Ash Carter spoke on NBC News about being prepared for a North Korea missile attack.
We are ready to negotiate.
North Korea TV reported the hostile policy the U.S. is to blame for pushing Pyongyang to develop an ICBM. China said it opposes any contact between the Taiwanese leaders and U.S. officials a day after Taiwan's president met with U.S. Senator Ted Cruz and Texas Governor Greg Abbott. Cruz said that China does not have the right to say with whom U.S. officials can meet. President-elect Donald Trump drew criticism from China when he said that he was going to have a phone conversation with Tsai shortly after he was elected in November. This is VOA News. Speaking to French media, Syrian President Bashar al-Assad said his forces are on the road to victory following last month's capture of rebel-held Aleppo. Assad said he didn't consider the retaking of Aleppo a victory. The victory, he said, will be achieved when you get rid of all the terrorists, a reference to rebels seeking to topple his regime. He said Aleppo was the tipping point in the course of the war. In an excerpt carried by the French press agency ahead of the broadcast Monday, the Syrian leader lamented the suffering of the Syrian people caused by the conflict. He said it should be a Syrian opposition to discuss the Syrian issues. So the success of the conference depends on that point. It should be owned by the Syrian people, so you need a referendum for every constitution. This one is one of the points that could be discussed in the meeting, of course. President-elect Donald Trump was the source of jokes during Sunday night's Golden Globe Awards, but actress Meryl Streep, who received the Cecil B. DeMille Award for Lifetime Achievement, perhaps issued the most scathing remarks. She criticized Mr. Trump for mocking a disabled reporter. But Trump's response to Streep was to describe her on Twitter Monday as one of the most overrated actresses in Hollywood and a Hillary flunky. The president-elect also said for the 100th time, "I never mocked a disabled reporter," despite the video that has been repeatedly aired of him mocking that reporter. Streep also spoke on the need for a principled press to hold power to account, to call them on the carpet for every outrage. She said that's why our founders enshrined the press and its freedoms in our Constitution. A U.S. Navy ship fired three warning shots at Iranian boats near the Strait of Hormuz Sunday. That's according to U.S. defense officials. Reuters reports the four Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps vessels were approaching the USS Mahan at a high rate of speed when the U.S. Navy destroyer fired the shots. The incident occurred in the Strait of Hormuz, which is between the Gulf of Oman and the Persian Gulf. U.S. officials who spoke to Reuters and CNN said the Iranian boats did not respond to radio requests to slow down. The Navy destroyer, which had been escorting two other ships, also fired smoke flares, and a Navy helicopter dropped a smoke float, according to the officials. Russia and the Philippines are considering a joint naval exercise, a link that would advance Manila's move toward a multi-country foreign policy and bulk up its military while giving both sides a chance to stand up to the United States. Moscow sent a destroyer and a naval oil tanker to a port in Manila last week for a five-day goodwill visit. And the president said that he saw the Russian ship visit as a chance to strengthen naval relations. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.